Chapter 6. The Spirit of the Valley Never Dies. The Spirit of the Valley is the symbol of the heart sanctuary, the center of the microcosm. She is the mystic mother, the rosebud, the primordial atom. This idea is not an invention of ours. It is often used in the Bible too. For instance, it appears very clearly in Ezekiel chapter 3, where it says, "So I arose and went forth into the valley, and lo, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I had seen beside the river Chebar." Chebar is the aorta, so the meaning of these words is clear. And if you look more closely at the Bible, you will find this imagery repeated time and time again. Elsewhere in the book of Ezekiel, the valley of dry bones is mentioned. When the prophet goes down into this valley, he sees how true life is quite dead and how it can be restored through divine power. The valley spirit never dies. All who possess a rosebud, a primordial atom, bear immortality within them. The spirit of the valley is a seven spirit, just as the primordial atom, too, is sevenfold. The universal doctrine explains that the heart is the most important organ in the body. The heart is called the king of the body. With care, the heart can stay alive for quite some time after the death of the body, and the small part of the heart that dies last is the seat of life. We need to see this dying as the withdrawal of something immortal, and that seat of life is the spirit of the valley. Primordial atom, the rosebud, this seat of truest life, contains mind, life, energy, and will, and it radiates fury, opalescent, prismatic colors. It does know this and can tell from the radiation of the rose, from the intensity of its opalescence, whether the rosebud has indeed opened. If it has, then God, the spirit of the valley, can speak to us. God can communicate with us in the valley. The state in which God speaks in the valley also involves a link with the Gnostic magnetic field, a connection with the new life field, and the prismatic, fiery, opalescent radiations which are capable of turning the whole microcosm into a blaze of light interpret to us the essence and the power of the Gnosis. God speaks to and in the dialectical human being. And it is from this speaking, this radiation, that the whole transfiguristic reversal is to be explained. All true healing arises from the work of the seat of true life, so it is clear why the Tao Te Ching speaks of the mystic mother. Just as the mother gives birth to the child, so the seat of life will bring forth the new human being. Thus, the door of the mystic mother is the origin of reality. The new thinking, the new life energy, and the new will must therefore be born in the heart. What originates in the head sanctuary can never be renewing or liberating. You need to be aware that when you think or want, conceive or consider in the ordinary way, even when you have the best of intentions, it is an activity arising from the ego and its ordinary source of life. Only in the heart is God revealed to us, the God of whom Jesus the Lord said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is why the head must be conquered by the heart. If you were to want to find the path in any other way, in the opposite way, you would be following the route of occultism, the path that will nail you to the wheel of birth and death. That is why the whole consciousness of ordinary nature must be surrendered to the God revealed in us, the mystic mother. When Jesus the Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," he means the door in the heart sanctuary in the valley of life. If you are unwilling to open this door, you are chaining yourself to this nature. God will not be able to speak to you in the valley. The pupil who enters by the one door, the door of the mystic mother, will find not only that behind it lies the source of reality, but also that the manifestation originating there lasts eternally. This will lead him to certain inescapable conclusions. Some people think of eternity as being everlasting time, but when we pass through the door of the Mystic Mother, we experience a complete freedom from time and space. We experience entry into a totally different electromagnetic field, and hence a totally different life field. So you need to understand that you possess a spirit in the valley which is immortal and lasts throughout time as long as you continue to wander in time and space. It is the God in chains, Prometheus bound. This God in you wants to be your mystic mother. And now you know the door to her is the source of reality and gives freedom eternally from time and space. The spirit of the valley speaks to you, for it contains mind, life, energy, and will. Perfectly organized, it speaks to you in its imprisonment, just as the Sphinx did to Prince Thothmes. My son, behold my chains. It awakens you to the anguish of your sinful, wretched existence. The voice of conscience comes from the heart. It is the voice of the valley spirit. And now only one invitation, only one possibility is appropriate, and that invitation is conveyed to you by the Tao Te Ching. Enter this stream of life, and you will not need to move. Do you want to understand these preeminently liberating words? Join us then on our journey to the heart, the king of the body, and surrender your biological ego, your animal, I, being in its totality, to the seat of life in the valley. A stream of life flows from this seat, a fiery, opalescent current in which all colors are contained, but which emits a predominantly bluish golden radiance. Plunge into this stream in self-surrender. Do not allow the animal ego to speak and govern in your microcosm, but the divine being within you. Then you will not need to move. This is how you need to see it. In your personality, there are two organisms of consciousness, an organism you know that makes you say, I, and a much mightier one that you do not know. You need to transfer the guidance of your system to that other I, that alter ego, the soul. You are able to do so. And if you do, you will no longer need to move. All those exhausting tensions of life, the whole vast surge of woe and misery, will then drop from you. Your problems will be resolved in quite another way. You, the nature-born ego, will not need to move. The other one will act in you. This should not be understood in the negative sense of being lazy or letting things slide, but in the sense of the Sermon on the Mount, seek first the kingdom of God, which is within you, and all things will be added unto you. You will live and experience life in a new way. You will be in the world, and yet not of the world. Through the door of the Mystic Mother, you will enter and encounter a new reality, and you will belong to the new race, the people of God.